Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show here today. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. We will be hearing from Alex again coming up. We're kind of bouncing all over today. We got vaccine news with the hoax pandemic as the world is catching on to the greatest hoax ever perpetuated against humankind worldwide. And one of the major factors, one of the major players in this hoax, one of the biggest criminals in the world is Bill Gates. And it's now all coming out with Bill Gates' involvement in censorship, with Bill Gates' involvement in rigged elections, and of course with Bill Gates' involvement in vaccines and the fake pandemic, where vaccine manufacturers are set to clean up, ladies and gentlemen. Anything and everything involved with COVID is cleaning up financially right now, and it's all going to come out to be a total hoax. In fact, again, InfoWars, myself, reported it first. Just look at the death count in the United States of America. Not up. Not up one bit. Total hoax. Incredible to think that that anecdotal evidence just sitting out there as perhaps the number one factor, I would say, to say, was there really a deadly pandemic? Did COVID really impact us that much? Let's look at the death rate. No. All a scam for vaccine manufacturers, big pharma, big tech, big convenience with big tech of Amazon and these online companies making billions, which will be translated into trillions, over a fake pandemic that they all went along with. Now, here's Bill Gates in 2017. 2017, Bill Gates at the Davos World Economic Forum, an evil genius, admitting to you his plans for worldwide domination, proposing it like it's a potential. No, he knew it was all coming. He was planning it. Here's Bill Gates admitting it in 2017.
An epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths. As we've seen various flu scares come along, we haven't had a super good response. So the paradigmatic examples are smallpox for an intentionally caused thing, that there was a simulation called Dark Winter that didn't come out very well, i.e. smallpox scored one and humanity scored zero. Flu epidemics, where, you know, we always talk about the potential occurrence of a 1917-like Spanish flu problem, and then Ebola.
You're excited about the technology innovation that's going on around this sort of RNA area. Can you talk us through, you know, where we're at, how optimistic you are that we can really accelerate the process of getting a vaccine developed?
Well, there's no licensed product using these technologies, so they're still, in terms of immunogenicity, duration, some questions to be answered. You know, there's early animal data that shows real promise. And there's a lot of entities, government entities, our foundation and others, who've been working with the pharma companies and new entrants like Moderna and CureVac and saying, okay, what types of diseases would this work for? So if the platform comes along, it will be a valuable tool for the ongoing infectious diseases where we still have a gigantic burden. It'll be valuable for epidemics and potentially as a tool to limit the effect of bioterrorism. So it's very exciting. You know, I think it's too bad in a way that we have had to have these epidemics to get us to move, but you know, I'm going to the Munich Security Conference partly.
Do you hear that? We have to have epidemics to get
so
us to move?
People, you know, I think bioterrorism is this scary thing, but potentially if people understand that the investments against bioterrorism, against natural epidemics, and to improve our situation on the diseases that are out there, that you can get sort of a triple benefit and not just vaccines.
Oh! So Bill Gates enriches himself. Bill Gates gets to vaccinate you. Bill Gates gets to create new technology with RNA vaccines that change your chemical and DNA makeup. But, hey, you know, there's nothing fishy about Bill Gates. Just give your future over to him. He just wants to dominate your life. That's a mad scientist who's not even a scientist, who's doing worldwide population control experiments with you.
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now, preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you look at this incredible headline. Moderna's groundbreaking coronavirus vaccine was designed in just 2 days, Business Insider. Isn't that interesting? We were told that it wasn't until July and August that companies were able to properly break down the genome of COVID-19 and be able to come up with even the basic precursor to make a vaccine. Oh, but you see, Moderna's groundbreaking vaccine is an mRNA vaccine, and turns out they've been testing it in hundreds and hundreds of patents, they and other big pharma companies, going back over 10 years. And it turns out all the patents for use on pigs and ducks and chicken and other poultry, well, it says that it could also be used on humans. And we covered all of those different patents back in February and March and April and said, watch, they're going to have the vaccine a lot sooner than they said, because they already had it even under the name 2 years ago as COVID-19, listed by the World Bank as vaccines being developed at, wait for it, Wuhan. Oh, but Fauci says, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, there's no evidence that COVID-19 came out of the Wuhan lab, because he ran the very COVID-19 coronavirus, bat virus research projects on record with Barack Hussein Obama. And now, what else is happening? Oh, of course, you've got this so-called Oxford vaccine, and you've got the other vaccines being produced in England, and they're coming out and they're saying that they've got all these problems and weren't as effective as they said. It's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. This is about them getting world immunity from vaccine damage, all these hundreds of companies. It's about them getting trillions of dollars to forcibly inoculate you. It's about the tracking systems that come with it. It's about the world government that implements it. It's about the total control, whatever Trojan horses they load into them. My God, it's time to force all these politicians to publicly take the vaccines that citizens get from doctors themselves to know it's not a placebo. And it's time for Bill Gates to take all 100-plus vaccines he's been financing for us and our families. Safe and effective, just like when Monsanto got confronted that time. The lobbyist, he said, oh, you can drink Roundup. The guy said, here's a can of it. He goes, I wouldn't do that. It would kill me. Bill Gates is also involved with Monsanto. He needs to drink that Roundup and take all those shots. So again, recapping, the new vaccines we're being told that are about to start testing this month in Texas and other states, four other states, was already developed and ready, they say, in January of 2020, before COVID-19 was even on the radar. Now, again, we've had former top lawyer who wrote the U.S. biological weapons law on. We've had all these other scientists and experts on. They already broke all this down months and months and months ago, but now it's out in the open and they think you're stupid. They're hiding this mass crime, this giant power grab in plain view. And they're not going to stop until we identify them as the criminals they are publicly and have our governmental institutions take them to court and put them in prison. Bill Gates, Fauci,
the Chi-Coms, they're all open and shut behind this. They stand to gain from it, the power grab. They run it all. Gates has been run out of 22 countries for killing people with his damn vaccines. It's even the Associated Press. He's the main cause of polio. You can't make it up. And see, this was all coming down in December last year. The UN went public and said, look, our own doctors know it's hurting people. We got to stop the vaccines. They even said that in Switzerland at their main vaccine meeting. We've covered it big. And that's why all this happened, is they had to have a big global event to smokescreen and make the actual villains the saviors, and that's what they've done. It's only going to get worse, folks. The continued lockdown, the world government, Klaus Schwab saying he's going to change your genetics. That's what Bill Gates says he's doing. They're coming for you. This is the blitzkrieg. This is the big move. You have been warned.
And I wonder, as you intellectually play this out with foresight, the question becomes, do we have to go into this? Do we actually have to put a foot into this door of the one world government, of the technotronic age where you merge with machine? Because here's how it's going to go. And honestly, like, a part of me says it's inevitable. Because you either stop Bill Gates and these mad scientists, world criminals now, or it's inevitable what's coming, folks. And it's all coming in the next decade, maybe even the next couple years, maybe even the next year, where they're going to force you to take a vaccine. It's going to alter your DNA. And they're going to say, oh, look, Bill Gates is the savior. He saved us from this deadly pandemic, this virus that 99.9% of people survive, that came out of a lab in Wuhan, China, that Obama and Fauci and Gates were all involved in. None of that will matter. All that will matter is that the TV said you're going to die from COVID. Bill Gates came around with a vaccine that saved you from COVID. And then that's going to be translated as it's now making it normal for you to be injected at any age with a synthetic chemical rape, medical tyranny, which will then introduce the microchipping. And so here's how it's going to go. And that's why when they flashed that thing of the cryptocurrency patent, 2026-66, down the line, the final phase of this is, once Bill Gates has properly manipulated your DNA, your RNA with synthetic RNA, so that you now are a Bill Gates patent with Charles Schwab and others, and then they literally own you. And you're now not even human. You're now owned by the corporate world government. That's where this goes. But the question is, do we have to get to that point to beat it? Or are we going to have enough gumption here to be proactive and realize that's what they're going to do if we let them get away with it? It's tough. Is it future crime? Is it Minority Report? Yeah, Bill Gates wants to inject you, wants to chemically rape you, medically rape you, change your DNA, make you a patent of him, of his, so that he owns you in the future when he thinks he'll live forever on some machine, and then he's got billions of slaves worldwide that are just like batteries or cattle. And that's the new age. That's the end of humanity, end of the technotronic age, where very few will not be chemically moderated, not be moderated with the RNA vaccine. But see, people will be so dumb and confused in 10 years, they won't even get it. Just look at how brainwashed the average street leftist is right now. And it's been getting worse and worse and worse. You can't even talk to them anymore. So it'll become a thing in 10 years, and they'll just say, oh, if you get tested for this, you're actually not human. You're a Microsoft patent, but they'll love it. They'll celebrate it because this means you get a free pair of Bose headphones. You get headphones and a new bracelet and new shoes and everything. Welcome to Bill Gates Patent Company. And it'll be celebrated and they'll love it. And then they'll get injected with something. They'll claim it's life extension technology. You're uploaded to a machine, you're dead. Or you're just trapped here forever, never able to move on to the next dimension, never able to move on to the next level. That's what they're going to do. That's what's coming. Everybody who's anybody knows it. So the question is, do we have to get into that spider's web to recognize it's real and shake loose of it and kill the spider that wants to suck our guts? Or are we proactive enough? Do we have enough foresight to understand that this is our future unless we act now? You know, you can talk about politics and boil it down, oh, Trump versus not Trump or policy or all of this other stuff. This is beyond politics, folks. This is the future of humanity. This is the destiny of humanity, where mad scientists and world criminals like Bill Gates and others, with the Davos Forum and others, want to change the course of history and humanity, bring in the age of machines, AI, run by them, and then all humans become a subject or a patent of the Bill Gates RNA vaccine, and they won't even know what hit them because they've been so brainwashed and so Stockholm syndrome that they'll just go along with it. So can we need this now? Or
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We are learning quickly in the COVID hoax, Democrat shutdown, and the theft of our election, where the Patriots are at, and who the frauds in Congress are. Hell, you have Democrat Vernon Jones fighting just as hard, if not harder, than any other Republicans for Donald Trump right now. So it's really not even about party lines, but you would expect the Republicans to fight for their president, and of course they're not. They were never on the side of Trump anyway. But there are some. There is a handful that we can point to and say, hey, you know what? They're fighting. They care about this country. They're trying to save this republic. Lee Zeldin was on Fox talking about how ridiculous these COVID restrictions are and how there's no common sense to them. It's nice to see that coming from Republican leadership. Here is that clip.
Governor of Oregon imposes this restriction, whether it's indoors or outdoors, you can't have more than six people. But if you want to call your group, your social gathering, Antifa, and attack a federal courthouse, as you point out, or attack law enforcement, innocent civilians want to go loot some businesses, well, then that will be celebrated. And you had elected officials in Oregon and Seattle referring, celebrating this as some type of mostly peaceful protest and defending them and giving them cover. In Oregon, interestingly enough, they go even further than Nevada, where in Nevada, whether your church is a capacity of 200 or 2,000, you can only have 50. You move over to Oregon, you can only have a capacity of 25, and it doesn't matter how big your church is. In Nevada, you can only have four people at your table. In New Jersey, the state wants the law enforcement to go door-to-door with head counts on Thanksgiving. Law enforcement's pushing back on it, and as you mentioned, you have that experience as a prosecutor. You have common sense. We are a nation of personal responsibility and individual liberty, and that shall not be infringed. Limitations proposed by the government on businesses and persons must pass a smell test, and it better not lack common sense. And those same law enforcement officers in Oregon that governor wants people to call to report on your neighbor are the same law enforcement officers that this party and these members and their mayors and others are calling for defunding the police and stabbing them in the back. So it's inconsistent, but maybe the three of us are the ones who don't get it, because Cuomo gets an Emmy. Maybe the governor of New Jersey should get an Oscar, and the Oregon governor should get a Grammy, and heck, give the Tony Award to the governor of Nevada. Maybe we're the ones who don't get it.
You know, the thing that really grinds my gears, the sand in my shoes, is just the total, I've lost the vocabulary. I don't even have the lexicon to accurately describe or illustrate or portray the hypocrisy, the phoniness, the just total fraud of the left and the Democrat Party. I'm out of words. We have to invent a new word here. For 4 years talking about Trump, a Nazi, Trump, an authoritarian, and then they sit idly by, in fact, promote, support the Democrat tyranny for COVID. Can't have family or friends over. Can't go to church. Can't open your business. Send cops door to door. Do checkpoints. Force vaccines. They love it. But yet they say Trump's authoritarian, Trump's a dictator, Trump's evil, Trump's acting like a Nazi. And then they literally do everything right out of the Nazi playbook, from the brown shirts with Antifa and Black Lives Matter to the forced inoculation of political dissidents. It's uncanny. You couldn't be a leftist liberal scumbag unless you're a total phony and hypocrite. You couldn't talk Democrat Party policy or politics without being a disingenuous a-hole. That's all these people are. And they see it. They know it. They just love it because they feel like they're getting one over on us. That's why they love the forced vaccines. That's why they love the censorship. That's why they love calling you a Nazi while they behave like a Nazi would. But it's not even about that. We shouldn't even be using the phrase Nazi. These are authoritarians. These are tyrants. That's what they are. By very definition, they're political terrorists. They're a hate group. By the dictionary definition of the terms. But isn't it sick how now they steal Trump's policy, if you will? It's not even that. They just pretend. Because politicians will say whatever they think will get them ahead. So Biden's been lying for 50 years. Now Biden says America is back. Actually, that was InfoWars that was chanting America is back at rallies when Trump got elected. Oh, now Biden says America's back as he's planning to get into the White House and sell America down the drain. And Alyssa Milano, this total fraud, this bimbo floozy from Hollywood, says she would like to extend an olive branch to Trump supporters and heal the nation. So it's like somebody comes to your house, poops and smears it all over your new carpet, burns down your new extension, beats the hell out of your kids, and then says, hey, you know what? We should just get along, right? We can just get along, can't we? Come on, guys. I just lied about you, insulted you, caused terrorist attacks to happen against you, censorship to happen against you for 4+ years. But guys, come on, now that I cheated to steal your future and prosperity from you, can't we just be friends? Can't we just heal the nation, guys? Again, it's like someone comes, burns your house down, and comes to your house the next day like, hey, you know what? We can rebuild together. Right? We can mutually still exist, right? I don't know if I can mutually exist with people that do this for Thanksgiving in clip 7. Tell me, could you mutually exist with this?
A shot before we begin.
I didn't bring the bottle.
Bring the alcohol. Today, a presentation. Pronouns and gender by Rachel. Am I supposed to be taking notes?
I'll take gender for 200.
If your gender identity is different than the sex you were assigned at birth, you are considered trans. If your gender identity matches the sex you were assigned at birth, you're considered cis. I went ahead and made a chart for you guys of how different gender terms make me feel. This is a band-aid. Like, we're putting a band-aid over the problem, but we could, you know, use the preferred one instead. There are some gender terms that are more masculine that I identify with, but then there are some that I don't identify with. We have a few example sentences of how to utilize gender-neutral pronouns.
The mentally deranged celebrate Thanksgiving with gender pronoun PowerPoints.
Well done. PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to the 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Election theft news here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder filling in for Alex. We also have other news breaking right now about the COVID vaccines. A lot of side effects, but apparently they're going to be administered next week. So we'll see what happens with that. I certainly will not be taking a COVID vaccine. But, you know, before I do that, earlier I was talking about how Thanksgiving just doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. It just doesn't feel like it used to. It's not presented the same way. It's not celebrated the same way. And I think one indicator of this was Thanksgiving Day football. So I'm guessing the ratings were way down on. In fact, guys, see if you can look that up. My guess is ratings were probably just way down. Probably even the lowest rated Thanksgiving football in a long time. I'm not trying to mince words or hide it. I've, for the most part, boycotted the NFL almost entirely this year. I can't say I have not watched a single snap. But I did tune in yesterday, and I got in right in time to see this. Gateway Pundit headline, Detroit Lions and Houston Texans quarterback kneel during anthem to show their disgust for America on Thanksgiving Day. Now, it's funny because Matt, I believe it was Stafford's wife who did the live Periscope or whatever, saying how the COVID lockdown was so ridiculous and the restrictions were so ridiculous. So who knows what that is about, but it's all public pressure. It's all peer pressure. It's all league pressure. But I remember I tune in for this. It's Thanksgiving Day. I'm thinking, oh, you know, I like watching football on Thanksgiving. I've been doing it my whole life. And I tune in, and boom, it's all the players kneeling. And then, boom, right after that, it's a black activist, a pro-black activist, a black supremacist activist, with a 90-second commercial about how it's all about black people, and black people are so, you know, discriminated against, and then white people are bad, and all this stuff. And I have to sit here and consume this. Guess what? I was done with football for the day. Done. Turned it off. Didn't care anymore. Like, hey, you know what? I'll watch some football today. Boop, turn it on. Hey, you're a white man. You suck. Okay. Boop, turn it off. And they expect us to just take this. That's the new NFL. That's the new everything mainstream is anti-American, anti-white man propaganda. All day long. So, yes, Thanksgiving has been transformed from a unifying holiday about family and food. Everybody loves food. A beverage. Football. America coming together. It's been transformed from that to a virtue-signaling, anti-white, anti-American, and then sell new technology at a fake discounted price, Black Friday. That's what Thanksgiving has been turned into. It's pretty sad, isn't it? But this is what the left does anywhere they get in control, to destroy, divide, and then conquer in the name of tyranny. And this is what they're all about. Remember how they wanted to boycott Goya Foods? Well, Goya put over 1,000 pounds of food from Goya to donate to the families of students. Our center donation, thanks to Ed Lekovitz for his photography. This is just Goya, a bunch of foods that they were donating right ahead of Thanksgiving. But, you know, this is who the left wants you to boycott. You know, the people that feed the hungry and poor on Thanksgiving, Goya Foods, you know. They want you to boycott that, but go watch the NFL that takes a fat dump on the flag every game. No, I don't think so. That's what they want. That's what they do. And, you know, again, and then for Alyssa Milano and the Democrats, oh, we need to come together. We need to come together. We need an olive branch, Joe Biden. I'll unify. It's just sick. They come to town, they burn the town down, they rape all your women and children, they steal all your money, they eat all your food, they drink all your beer, and then they say, hey, yeah, we can still be friends, as they're putting you in shackles. It's an exercise. It's a demonic, satanic exercise of conquering you and enslaving you. And so everything the Democrats do is projection. Oh, but once they get you in that web, once they have you trapped, it's game over. They are going to suck the essence out of you. Anything and everything that you have will be theirs. That's why as soon as they get in control of the election machines, they never lose another election. That's how they work. And so you know what? We'll come back with that. with the latest in the election theft news, because I got a video clip I want to play and then some other headlines. But I don't know how they're going to be selling the next month or two of a Biden victory when 90 plus percent of Trump voters don't believe it. Mainstream news is getting its lowest ratings and trust factor polls. And every Saturday at noon at state capitals, patriots are gathering, protesting the election. President Trump has announced he's going to be in Georgia on Saturday, December 5th. That's Saturday, December 5th, not this Saturday. I guess doing a rally or something. So the Trump movement isn't stopping. In fact, it's getting bigger. There is no Biden movement other than fake stuff on TV. Where exactly? They'll have... Trump will be doing an event. Trump will be calling into the Pennsylvania hearing. The Pennsylvania hearing is going on. And on all cable news on Wednesday, all they're doing is showing you Biden president-elect bullcrap. Not even the president. Illegitimate victory. Fake victory. And they just perpetuate all of this because that's part of the plan. I'm telling you, man. I mean, you know, people tend to discount some of the things that Alex Jones has said that may sound crazy, but folks, it's all right in front of our faces now. The world government, the corporate world government, the forced vaccinations, the RNA, DNA modification with the patents to make you a slave to a corporate world government. And it's all going to be rolled out with bells and whistles to make it feel like, oh, it's cool. You're part of something. You're part of the enslavement of humanity worldwide for the rest of time. But you put the right name on it, Black Lives Matter, it's good to go. It's called marketing. It's called propaganda. But as you know, InfoWars has been at the forefront of exposing this for decades, and we do not plan on stopping. And this ship goes as far as you fuel it to go. And we've come this far, folks. It's a miracle, believe me. There's one thing that keeps the orchestrators of the world government up at night, and that's the fact that InfoWars is still live on air. And as soon as they can, they'll flick the switch here, believe me. But we've come this far thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why on this Black Friday, we have massive sales happening at InfoWarsStore.com. Hop over to InfoWarsStore.com in this break coming up. Free shipping store-wide, huge discounts on all the supplements, including 50% off Alpha Power, 40% off Bodies, 40% off DNA Force Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And the free shipping, folks, with heavier items that are expensive to ship, like emergency food supplies or water filters or air filters, we're covering those shipping costs. So also a great time now to start your Christmas shopping. Get an air filter for a friend of yours. Get a water filter for a friend of yours. And take advantage of free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The latest on the election theft coming up on the other side.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Father, a family man. I was a former commanding officer and executive officer in the Navy. I'm a veteran of foreign wars. I'm the CEO of my own private company. I'm a data scientist. I'm a forensic computer scientist. I'm an expert in security and fraud. And we were told, I was told the next day the attorney that we had secured, that they said every election they leave a couple of USBs in the voting machines and they're brought back and generally the warehouse manager comes over and puts them in. So in talking to the U.S. Attorney General McSwain and other law enforcement officers, I found out that was not the case, that generally, more than two is unusual. So they denied they did it. But as of today, 47 USBV cards are missing, and they're nowhere to be found. So I was told personally that these 24 to 30 cards that were uploaded weren't there. Those cards, I demanded that they didn't update the vote live time. They only updated it about once every 2 or 3 hours. I demanded they updated the vote so I could see what the result was, and it was 50,000 votes. And I think as a computer scientist, an American, and a patriot, it doesn't matter who those 50,000 votes were. I'll tell you they were for Vice President Biden. But what was shocking to me as an American, as someone who has gone to sea, gone to war, that that could even happen.
So it's just magical. Whenever Democrats get caught in their blatant election fraud, the machines just disappear. Remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Florida? Remember, she was threatening law enforcement if they investigated her elections. Threatening? Why would they be doing that? Because they know they've engaged in so much election fraud, so much criminal activity, so much treason, that the only thing they can do is just deny, even with the evidence right in front of you. Deny, even though they're on video. So, we've got more breaking news coming. I'm just trying to keep up. The leftists on the judicial court in Pennsylvania are refusing to hear Trump's legal team's arguments on election interference, and so Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani, as we expected them to ultimately do, are moving this on to the Supreme Court. So the Pennsylvania case is going to the Supreme Court. We'll see if that becomes the trend with all of these different cases they have, but that's where that one is at right now. Let me just go through all these headlines when it comes to the fake election of Joe Biden that we are enduring still. Let me just go down all the headlines that I have here. Georgia lawsuit. Witness testifies about use of different paper for counterfeit ballots. Watermark solid gray instead of transparent. 100% for Biden. Oh. Now, I had a certain mega viral interview with Steve Pachenik about this that people were all up in arms about, panicking. And I simply explained, I had to explain multiple times what Steve was talking about and then just my coverage of it. And people are mad at me. And they're mad at Pachenik. Like, everything he said is true. Whether or not it brings down the system or not is yet to be proven. But you can all look it up as mainstream news, but somehow that's bad because that goes mega viral worldwide. And then it turns out, oh, wait, they did use watermarks. And now they've caught counterfeit ballots. 100% for Joe Biden in Georgia. Again, they have been caught red-handed in everything, folks. The fake mail-in ballots, the rigged voting machines, the dead people voting, people voting under their maiden names, all of it. It's all been caught, all of it. What's going to bring the system down? How is it going to go? I don't know. I don't know. They got enough corrupt people in power, you know. Even at the Supreme Court, you just don't know. Dominion employees are hiding at home and working remotely. And not a peep from Trump-hating executive Eric Coomer. Wait. The Dominion workers working on the voting machines remotely? What? You mean so, like, they could be hacked remotely? Oh, these voting machines, really strong. The cybersecurity guy who's now been fired says, oh, these voting machines, they're unhackable. Oh, really? Because the employees are working from them remotely? Oh, you can't hack remotely, but they're working remotely. This one is just wild. Not only was Dominion prone to attack from China and Iran, it was also connected to pro-Obama entity known as Acorn. Folks, Acorn is perhaps Obama's most cut and dry scandal of all time, with the Acorn and the voting fraud and all of it. It's Obama. This guy is a political criminal, top political criminal. That's why he's been running the show in D.C. behind the shadows, because he's the boldest criminal of all of them when it comes to being in the office and just blatantly orchestrating treason and crimes. Hundreds of millions of dollars spent on Dominion voting machines in numerous swing states before 2020. Georgia, Michigan. And again, who was it that implemented this deal? Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada. Who was it that brought this to the fore? The Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Global Initiative instituted Dominion voting machines into our elections. Go figure. But, flashback, Obama says mail-in ballots can only be trusted if the signature is verified. Oh, but now he says don't verify the signature. And be weary of the man appointed by the DOJ, Robert Heberle. He's an Obama-era hatchet man who's been appointed by the DOJ to prosecute election crime. I have an idea that Heberle, Robert Heberle, from the Obama era, won't be prosecuting anybody. And if it's Barr that's running this, appointing this guy, boy, that's a red flag, too. Facebook engaged in emergency conservative censorship post-election. Now, this is an interesting one. Because it came out in the New York Times, a thing that they were using called NEQ. It was N-E-Q. I'm not sure if that's highlighted in this national file story. I can't find it. They do talk about the New York Times story, but guys, find out what it was. I forget the acronym, but it was N-E-Q. It was called NEQ. And so the New York Times publishes a story talking about the new Facebook conservative censorship using this thing called NEQ, N-E-Q. Now, this is obviously coming from a leak or whistleblower. I don't know how you want to call it, but someone who's inside these Facebook executive meetings where they're obviously talking about this censorship and this thing called NEQ, N-E-Q. I forget what it stands for, but it's just censoring anything about the elections for Trump's side. And so it goes out in the New York Times. Then Facebook releases a claim saying that it's fake news and there is no such a system. There is no such censorship. So, again, Facebook executives meeting about conservatives and how to censor them. One of them speaks to the New York Times, leaks the story. New York Times publishes the story. Facebook backtracks, says, no, it's not true. Even though we see them doing it in real time. And that's why President Trump has said, yeah, there it is, N-E-Q, News Ecosystem Quality. And that's why President Trump said yesterday, for purposes of national security, Section 230 must be immediately terminated. Exact quote. Trump also says, Twitter is sending out totally false trends that have absolutely nothing to do with what is really trending in the world. They make it up and only negative stuff. Same thing will happen to Twitter as is happening to Fox News daytime. Conservative discrimination. Twitter bans Doug Mastriano after he led hearing over Pennsylvania election discrepancies. That's a Pennsylvania congressman. State Senator Doug Mastriano censored for leading that hearing in Pennsylvania, so you know they're freaked out. But how seriously are they taking the recount in Wisconsin? The Democrats are handing out poop emoji wristbands to election observers observing the recount. So the Democrats think this is a big joke. Oh, it's going to be a big joke when you guys are caught in late season, isn't it?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.